Last time on Opside Fables.
Duke Goref Silverflow, besides this fancy-looking dwarven duke,
Sergeant Kashtis Amaranth. He has been a duke's bodyguard for many years at this point.
Kash, it's a party. I know all these people. I trust them with my life. I don't think anyone's going to get hurt tonight.
I'm here to do my job this evening, so that you can relax and enjoy yourself, okay?
You see a warforged.
It's a pleasure to meet you all. My name is Epe.
As in the fencing booth?
Indeed. Largely made of brass, but many of my components instead are silver, and specifically bear the stamp of the Silverflow family. I suffered an unfortunate accident, and the Duke's family made a generous donation to replace missing components.
Oh, it was nothing. We are swimming in silver. It's quite easy to supply enough to fix up an old damaged robot. An Earth Genasi shows up.
Bart is back! Come and get some!
Anything for a party by old Rosie? Where's the wine, old boy? Let's crack something good open.
Bartholomew and the Duke are quite close friends, but to go this extravagant for just a night's stay?
But he never liked to pack light, does he?
An Air Genasi.
Definitely looks far lighter than you would expect. And he sort of just politely smiles. It's been a long time.
Well, Rosie, are you going to introduce your hottie-totty, eh?
Be respectful, why don't you?
Well, you all know Mvara Wildsong, the lady with the silver voice.
Truly the man who marries her is lucky indeed.
After all these years, I didn't think he was going to be the one I would marry.
I did write as often as I could.
I'm sorry, I always just worried my letters would be just too late, or I didn't know what to say, yeah.
You know you will always be Mvara to me.
Thank you, that means a lot. You hear a very loud scream that you recognize as coming from Lena Durin, the other maid, from the Duke's chamber.
Oh fuck, step the wind, race up the stairs.
You spot Lena standing beside the Duke's bed. You spot the Duke in bed. It's the Duke, he's dead!
What? I move round and examine the Duke.
Give me a medicine check.
That's a 9.
Oh, God.
He's alive!
He's fine!
He's definitely not as responsive as he usually is in the morning, but you cannot say for sure. He's quieter than he is usually is. The maid seems to be having a panic attack.
I know this issue. It's sleep apnea. It just looks like he's not breathing for a while.
Yeah, I turn to... Was it Lana?
Yeah, Lana.
Yeah, I turn to Lana. Lana, stop. Breathe. Breathe with me. In, out. In, out. Okay. We're going to go fetch the doctor to make sure he's okay. But let me try first. Like, I put a hand on shoulder, shake, sort of, make sort of general, like, is he conscious sort of checks?
No response. If you, no response, roll me another medicine check if you want.
Okay. That's a 12 this time?
He's very cold. Concerningly cold.
Oh no, that's, okay, Okay, Lana, breathe. Breathe.
I came in here to give him his morning tea, as I do every morning.
Yes.
And, well, I tried to gently wake him. There was no response. I tried everything I normally do. I tried to... I know it's improper.
Okay.
But I tried to grab his wrist and he's cold. I did not feel
okay.
The pulse.
Breathe. We need to... Okay. We need to... We need to get the doctor right now to ascertain what's happened here.
There, you would know that there's no permanent doctor on staff, but the butler, Vero, has, like, at least knows his way around a medkit for small emergency things.
Mm. Would you mind fetching the butler, please? And do not talk to anyone else immediately about this. We do not want to cause a panic among the servants.
Yeah.
Do you understand, Lana?
Yes.
Now, there was a scream. Did anyone hear
anyone
it?
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Everyone else would have heard that. Okay. And I think even Bartholomew would have woken up from the scream. Yes, even you.
Who's happening in this bloody racket at such an early time of the morning when people are rightly trying to get their sleep?
Sylph is going to run to the source of the scream.
Yeah, when I hear a scream, I walk a straight line that direction.
I assume Lana hasn't quite left yet, given I'm still trying to work her down from a panic attack a bit before she goes.
Yeah, possibly.
We're doing breathing exercises.
What happened?
In, out. Okay. Sorry, did someone else say something?
Yeah, what happened? What's going on?
Okay, if you're going to talk, please come in here. Please do not panic. But,
encouraging words.
So the Duke might be dead.
What?
Now, as soon as Lana's calmed down, she's going to go and fetch Vero the butler so we can maybe try and get some confirmation. But as of now, we need to work out what happened here.
Lana will nod. She fans herself for a little bit, and then she just hurries out the door. Anyone in the hallway would notice the Duke's door being opened very hurriedly, Lana stepping out and almost slamming it closed behind her.
Okay.
Yeah, if I recognize the scream as being Lana's, I would ask, what seems to be the problem?
I shouldn't say. I need to find the butler. Good morning, sir. Bye. And
inside
she scurries off downstairs.
Insight check.
She hurries off. Mature. Roll insight if you want.
I absolutely want.
I imagine this isn't going to be a very high DC.
Maybe not. But rolling dice is fun.
True.
I got a 16 insight. I can stack that if needed.
She's fully panicking. Something bad happened and she is just fully panicking.
Okay, I think I could probably discern that she just left the Duke's room, so I'm going to head in that direction, since the Duke is the important person.
You did see what door she opened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll head for that door and knock at the Duke's door.
Yes? Vero, is that you?
This is Epe. I am...
Okay.
I heard a scream. I just wanted to make sure everything was all right.
Come in.
I open the door.
Come inside, close the door.
Okay. I'll do that.
No, everything's not all right. The Duke is dead.
I've been very, like, even-keeled in most of my motions and reactions, but when you say that, my head turns very quickly in your immediate direction. What has transpired? Please give me all the details.
Lana found him first thing this morning. Found him cold and unresponsive. I'm hoping that Vero might be able to provide us with a little extra medical expertise to ascertain exactly what's happened to him.
May I examine the body?
As you say that, the door slams open and Vero steps inside. Anyone who wants to take a closer look at him, roll me a perception.
Yeah.
Sure.
At what, the Duke?
At Vero the butler.
Yeah.
I got a 16 perception.
Mm-hmm. 7. It's not very perceptive.
What the hell, I'll roll for it. 4. I'm very distracted right now.
Yeah, but this is like general character details. You would have known this already.
Yeah.
Fuck names. Cash and Epe, you would realize that Vero has two, as tieflings, all tieflings have horns, but Vero's horns are, trimmed, cut short, and, Gashi would know this, that the Duke usually carries this on a necklace, necklace around him, currently on the bedside table. Epe, you would notice the necklace, like, with those two horn tips on the bedside table. Sylph is completely oblivious to this, of course.
Wait, I noticed a necklace that has tiefling horns on it that Vero normally wears.
No, no, like, those are Vero's horns that have been trimmed off.
Oh, got it.
What the fuck? That's...
And this is recent, or he's always had trimmed horns?
No, no, this is an old, old thing. You can tell is, like, this has been scarred over years ago. It's fine.
I see.
That's so fucked.
Vero, thank the gods you're here.
What happened?
He's cold and unresponsive. I hope that you're... Did you bring a medical kit so we can maybe ascertain what exactly has happened here?
He reaches into a little side pouch, fanny pack-esque thing and pulls out some... He kneels by the Duke's bed and pulls out a very, very simple but functional med kit. He feels for a pulse, just generally examines the body. He's dead. He's truly dead.
Can you determine for how long?
It must have been some time overnight.
About 6 hours, but died early in the night.
Hmm.
Do I notice any signs of an injury? Any blood or anything like that?
Yeah, I pulled the blankets back, just so we can ascertain.
As you do, there doesn't seem to be any signs of a struggle or even an injury. There's no blood. There's no blood anywhere. There's no visible signs of injury.
Was he unwell at all? And any illnesses of late?
I don't believe he's had any illnesses of late. He was drunk when I brought him up, but... That is not sufficient to kill him.
The Duke got drunk every night. That's never Indeed. Killed him before.
No.
Exactly.
Still, it depends on how a body is in rest and what occurs within during the period of time. We might need to do a more thorough examination to find more information.
Yes.
He's a dwarf. I've never heard of a dwarf being killed by drunkenness.
This is exactly why I summoned you, Vero, so that we might actually determine something of that nature. See if this was something natural or something less so.
I don't think this is natural, no. I will do my best to ascertain, but someone else needs to gather all the staff and all the guests, please.
Yes.
I fear something may have been afoot.
I will do so.
I think at this point the door slams open. Rosie! What the devil is the meaning of this? People are screaming at such an ungodly hour of the morning. And Barty is in like a silk pajama shirt with like a silk nightcap. Like Ebenezer Scrooge style tassels, big fluffy blue slippers, and just horrible tighty-whitey Y fronts. And he's just standing in the door.
Why, it's Gorath's death day. I haven't missed it.
Tell me, child, what day is it? Fire goose.
Was this a party and I wasn't invited?
Far from it. The Duke has expired in the evening.
Yes, no constitution, that one. Always early to bed.
No, he's dead.
Rosie? I'm going to shake him.
He's cold to the touch.
Well, that doesn't look good.
It certainly does not, no. Vero then shoos you away from the body so he can continue his examination. You've got your fingerprints all over him.
Can I assist Vero?
Leave me be. I don't... You'll all get your fingerprints all over him. It'll make it so much harder than it has to be.
Then it's a good thing I do not possess fingerprints. I can assist you with an examination.
If everyone could gather in the drawing room, please. I will summon all other members of staff and guests on the property and we will wait for what information Vero finds. Because remember, we do not know if this was something accidental or intentional yet. And if someone did this to His Grace intentionally, then trust me, I will do everything I can to find them.
Someone needs to tell him, Vero.
I'll do it.
Just nods and then just goes downstairs.
I think a strong cup of brandy is in order.
For once, Bartholomew, I agree with you, but I'll save that for later. And I leave the room.
I'm going to try one more time to convince Vero to let me help examine the body.
If you insist, but what good would a fencing robot be in medical examination? If you want, roll me an insight check.
Insight on Vero?
On Vero, yes.
Okay. I got a 21.
Yeah, he's very clearly heartbroken about the passing of the Duke.
Okay. I tell him, though medical training is not in my direct background, as one who engages in regular combat, I have been taught to assess situations, including one's state of health. Though it is clear that the Duke has died, I wish to find more information on what has happened, and I think that the two of us working together can be more effective.
Well, all right, if you insist.
And then I would ask if I can make, because I really am not trained in medicine, but
no,
I am
not.
I am good at looking for clues and cues, and I was wondering if I can make an investigation check instead.
What would you be looking for? Would you be investigating the body or something else?
At this point, the focus is on the body. We've basically ruled out something like a stab wound, but there's things I want to look at, like, you know, if he was, like, convulsing in pain or struggling, or if there's any indication of a poison, just anything that would be out of the ordinary on the body. And I'm with him very often, and so I think I would at least recognize if something is amiss to that degree.
Well, with investigation, you would not be able to detect poisons. That's really more medicine.
That's
but
fair.
You can indeed look at any, like, any movements that happened in or around the bed during the night.
Okay. And also, I would think that, though it wouldn't be identifying poison, a foreign substance might be detectable through investigation.
As iffy, but sure. That would be, like, I'm going to, like, do different stages. If you get, like, if you get high enough, you may or may not be able to ascertain foreign substances.
Okay.
But if not, you'll ascertain how much movement there was. Like,
okay. Yeah, just kind of trying to gather more information than has been collected so far from a casual observation. To that extent, I'm going to spend a combat superiority to add a D8 to my investigation check.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably doesn't matter with a nat 1, but technically, I got a nat 1 plus 9, investigation is 10, plus 7 on the superiority die is 17.
Holy fuck.
Ouch.
I don't do the rule of 1 is auto-fail, 20 is auto-succeed, though
then it'll be
like most DCs are not above 20 for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a 17,
mm-hmm.
Which is...
That dice saved my butt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
100%.
So there was the usual tossing and turning in the night. Like, before fully settling into sleep, there's not particularly violent or not particularly strong movements in the night. Would you really be focused on just the body or also the room around it? Like,
oh, I think it's full information gathering mode. I'm trying to assess...
Yeah.
Where there were entry points in the room, whether there's any indication that someone interacted with him in the night, just trying to gather as much information as I can.
Okay, so you would notice that there is indeed the servant's door, like, that leads to a little staircase on the far wall from the door. There is also, of course, the door to the main hall, big and ornate. All in all, it seems not too... out of the ordinary. On his nightstand, there was a aforementioned necklace, as well as the two silver beads in his beard braids that he took off to sleep, as well as one empty cup of tea from last night, and one a tray with a full cup of tea that's still warm.
Okay.
Vero is still very much investigating the body. Let me... yeah, he would have a plus one in, I feel. Huh, dirty 20.
Nice.
Okay. Watch Mia solve their own mystery.
No one knows anything except for the NPCs.
Yeah. I mean, as the DM, I am basically the omniscient god of this world, aren't I?
Yep.
I would hope so.
Yes, but Vero isn't.
Vero isn't. There was... He died an hour after falling asleep from... He choked to death, it seems. But he was asleep, so he couldn't call out or scream. Oh, what an awful way to die. So... Why so cruel? The gods have betrayed an honest man.
You think the gods were responsible for this?
You can never directly blame them or never directly praise them, but the gods have their hand in everything in this world.
I think there was another hand involved, and I look at that empty teacup on the nightstand, and I pick it up and examine it.
Give me an investigation check on that teacup.
Okay. Much better. This is a 26.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it's... It was clearly drank, like, used last night. It's empty and cold, but there's still, like, a little bit of dampness on the bottom and, like, the slight staining you get from tea. Can you smell or taste? Do you have any chemoreception?
I think I would probably need to have it to some degree in terms of just being able to navigate the world and examine dangers. I don't have a nose, but I imagine I have some way to detect chemicals.
Yeah. It smells like standard chamomile tea. There's, well, you do notice something slightly different from other chamomile teas. A slight hint of almond?
And this is a really important question because I, Mario the player, heard a conversation about saving the last tea bag for the Duke. Was Epe privy to that conversation?
You would be in a drawing room with the Duke at that point.
Okay, so it was maybe out of your shot.
Yes, you would not have
thought. Okay. Okay, but there's enough here that I'm like, he drank a cup of tea and died within an hour. That's not hard to potentially piece together, at least as a theory.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
A game theory.
Yeah, game theory.
Not sponsored.
I don't know much to trust, Vero, but I think I probably would lean in the direction of information is better than no information, and so I would show the cup to Vero, and I would say, this chamomile tea appears to be have something mixed into it. Maybe it could have been something as simple as an almond milk, but there's some kind of other component to this. Do we have any way to examine this?
Oh, no, he doesn't. The Duke doesn't drink almond milk. He's deathly allergic.
Oh, well then I definitely detect a hint of almond in this.
Oh dear gods, no.
Is the staff all aware of this allergy?
Well, really only the chef prepares food, though the rest of the staff is made aware that no almonds are to be on the property.
And who prepares his tea?
Well, we buy the tea bags from the merchants, but... Again, all the staff knows not to buy almond tea.
Regardless, we must examine all possibilities here. Who would have served him his tea in the evening?
That would have been Lena. She always serves the tea. The Duke says only she gets the temperature just right.
I see. We will take it as one point of information, but we should, again, consider all possibilities.
Yes. Is everyone gathered? It is time to break the news.
Yes, Kashtus is gathering folk, and we can go and address them at any time.
Oh, Kashtus. Oh, this must be really hard on him. Vero will grab the two, like, horns on the necklace from the nightstand, hold it close to his chest, and very clearly, with a somber appearance, just head towards the drawing room.
I will, we didn't talk a lot about what I can do mechanically, but can we say I have some kind of a chest cavity or a place for very small storage where I can place the cup out of sight?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to say you can have that.
Okay. I stow it away and then come back out with Vero.
Vero locks the bedroom after you leave, then heads towards the drawing room. Everyone, I have very bad news. Mr. Silverflow is deceased. The staff just are in shock and are muttering between each other.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
What reaction do I see from Avira?
Give me an insight, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 9.
He's hard to read. You can't really discern anything.
Can I also read to see how she's reacting?
Sure.
Was that a perception or an insight?
Insight. Read emotions, insight.
Yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm. That's a 12.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He seems just somber and upset.
Wait, he?
Vero, yeah.
I think Vero is he, him.
Oh,
No, I said Vera.
And Vera. Oh. The fiancé.
The fiancé.
Got it.
Sorry. I misheard, sorry. And Vera, I think she's conflicted, but still somber. And you would recognize that emotion on herself.
Yeah.
There's nothing like an overly dramatic, like, wailing, like, maybe either genuine or covering something?
I think she seems more shocked than anything else.
Fair.
I think Self would have, like, before, would have been near her anyway, and when they're told, just squeezes her hand subtly.
And Vera will squeeze your hand back. What happened? How did my fiance die?
Vera, what have you found?
He appears to have choked to death about an hour after falling asleep. That's truly a horrid way to die.
Such a shame. Bright young mind like Rosie. Die alone in bed. Not even on the battlefield. There is no valor or glory in this death. Ha!
The Duke surrounded himself with the comforts of life. Perhaps we can take some solace in that. That is how he left this world, surrounded by people he loved and his effects.
I pray that if he was asleep, that meant he did not suffer.
Indeed.
A comforting thought.
I hate to ask this, but was there any sign of interference or intent? Is there anything that could have caused this, or was this purely of natural causes?
I would advise that we reach out to external authorities to ascertain specifics of this situation, but I can tell you that in my initial investigation, he possibly imbibed a substance that was toxic to him.
Toxic to a dwarf?
Somebody didn't let almonds in, did they?
Gods.
I go ahead and I'm not trying to conceal this, but I was trying to make sure the cup got out of the room. So I open my chest cavity and reveal the teacup with the dregs of chamomile. And I say, it is subtle, but your nose may pick up a hint of almond scent in this.
God.
I walk over, take the teacup and sniff. Yep.
God.
May I?
I pass the teacup.
A great and glorious DM, since you haven't had one of those yet. is there any way that I can try and discern whether this is in fact almond or cyanide?
Let me look at what skills there are again. I'm looking at your thing. Right, you're a bard with the jack-of-all-trades bullshit. Sorry.
Maybe like a con skill check and then proficient if you have like poisoners or something? I don't know.
I'm doubting between nature, medicine, or just a straight intelligence check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's give me a medicine check. Yeah.
Cool, thank you. That is a 17.
Yeah, while the two are similar, you also know that, well, first of all, a dwarf doesn't die from a simple bit of cyanide. It's a regular food additive for that great almond or cherry flavor.
It's that spice.
Listen, we've got a jar of it in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah. Also, IRL, to humans, as far as I'm aware, this is in small amounts of food additive for almond / cherry flavoring.
I mean, so was lead, but...
Yeah, but like...
Doesn't mean you should have it.
Okay, but in dwarven cuisine, it's a fairly regular thing.
Yeah, like it's a default flavoring for cherry bakewell.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it must be that serving girl that serves the tea. She must have put almond in it and offed him.
Lana just goes a little pale, goes, no, I didn't. I swear I didn't.
Lana.
Insight check.
Sure.
You beat okay. The punch.
Group insight check.
I'll do an insight check, sure.
Insight seven.
Everyone insight in.
25.
Oh, 10.
There it is.
22.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Okay, so Bartholomew and Sylvia realize she's just fully panicking. There's not much thought in going into what she's saying, because there's also like, she isn't trying to hide anything. She isn't trying to say anything particularly true. Mm. She's just fully panicking and saying the very first thing that comes up in her mind.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk over and start doing the breathing exercises with her again to try and calm her down. Okay, calm.
Can I cast my first spell of the day, locate object, and try and find the nearest almonds?
Sure, what's the range on that?
1,000 feet.
Oh, damn.
Damn, okay.
Precisely one estate.
Mm-hmm. there is a ping, which you notice comes from outside the window towards the garden to back, and you realize in the back there are some trees that your spell is pinging as almond.
Oh, since when did the gardener allow almond trees onto the property?
Perhaps he's new.
The gardener just stares at Bartholomew.
It is not uncommon for poisonous plants to be grown on a premise for their aesthetic appeal.
Rosie's always banned almonds on the entire estate, though. He's deathly allergic. Well, every staff member should have known that. Even I know that.
Indeed, but how often do you eat your trees?
Perhaps he simply decided that the aesthetic appeal was greater than not eating the something that he knows will kill him. He wasn't that much of an idiot.
That worked out bloody marvellous, didn't it?
Given I was around a duke all the time, would there ever any conversations about this with the gardener?
What kind of conversations?
About possibly installing almond trees.
He has not ever mentioned it before. But the gardener just, like, yeah, he takes suggestions from the Duke, but mostly maintains the garden by his own will.
Mm.
By the way, I will, out of character, remind everyone, the gardener is there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk about what if or if not, but he is present.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do worry a little how much for openly accusing people standing in a room together.
Yeah, like, we've accused two people who are just straight up in the room.
J'accuse!
I would like to remind the assembled guests that all members of staff were personally picked by the Duke for their loyalty and their aid and their integrity towards his very person and estate. The fact that there were almond trees in the garden is not an immediate indication that the gardener is a suspect. My dear colleague was merely trying to ensure the gardens were aesthetically pleasing for His Grace. Not that His Grace tends to go out in the gardens that much, that's not really his thing. It wasn't really his thing.
And I would note that an almond tree being planted is not implicating in and of itself, but really it merely opens up the possibility that anyone here could have done this act and then set it up so that the gardener could take the fall.
They're not even ready to harvest for another week or two yet. They're barely usable as almonds. They're just... Oh, I can't keep my mouth shut. The Duke was... 3 years ago or so, the Duke was planning to take... Buying a... He bought a park, as he always does. He's always been frivolous with his money. And he was going to cut down all those trees. I just couldn't leave them there. I had to save them. He never checks the back of the garden, so I just hit them there so that they wouldn't disappear.
I know the name of this gardener, correct? What's his name?
His name would be Morrison Tanglestep at Lightfoot Halfling.
Okay, I just walk over to Morrison, put a hand on his shoulder and say, Morrison, I fully understand. It's not your fault, okay?
But he's dead now with almond poisoning and... Oh, what if accidentally one of the leaves, like, ended up with the tea or with the vegetables? What if... Oh, what if this is all my fault?
Morton, you know those things don't come in through the garden, do they? They come in through the kitchen entrance. It's nowhere near.
No, you're right. And I did make sure to plant the cabbages and all the spices that the Duke wants on next to the kitchen door, far away from the almond trees. And
exactly.
Who made the tea cart up?
My understanding is that Lena serves the tea in the morning and evening.
Yes, but there was a tea cart in the hallway.
Yes, it's more convenient than having to go down to the kitchen for hot water. I just have a heat metal rune wad thing that stored spell there, so I can boil water to the Duke's preferred temperature and serve it there. And if there's guests by, I'm of course going to set up the whole cart. But I promise I wasn't me.
I wasn't accusing you, Vera. Simply. Was exploring another avenue.
Okay, yes. I did set out the tea cart with the Duke's favourite evening tea, chamomile, of course. He always had some trouble sleeping, and it just helps him relax a little. And, yeah.
Can I discern something retroactively?
Depends on what it is.
Well, so, as a reminder, I don't sleep. I'm fully conscious the entire evening. I did not leave my room, but I think I would have potentially heard activity in the hallway. Did I hear, with a rough timeline, did I hear people, like, traversing in and out of the Duke's room?
I think,
I could use passive for that if it's not something I would be actively listening for.
Yeah, probably. What would be your passive perception investigation, either?
Passive perception is 15, investigation is 19.
With a passive perception of 15, you would have heard, like, everyone going, like, Sylph would have already been in their room as they just went to bed early.
Yeah.
While everyone else, like, was walking about, a few people probably got some tea, like, before bed, but... You didn't hear anything in the middle of the night or anything, except maybe, like, an errant person going to the bathroom, which would be on the other side, like, other side of the hallway, not going towards the Duke's room.
Okay, but I didn't hear someone opening or addressing the Duke in the hallway. I imagine I wouldn't be privy to the actions of the servant's door.
No, you did not hear anyone in the hallway, no.
Okay.
So, what would you like to do now?
I would go to Kashtis, and I would say, do we have any means of contacting the local authorities?
You would know that the Duke has a telegram set up, but Morse code is slow and tedious, and they haven't always been eager to respond to emergencies, seeing as the Duke is a person to call an emergency for his favorite bottle of wine being broken.
We could attempt using the telegram, however, its level of effectiveness is varied because the Duke liked to use it for less than emergency calls. We can send a message, but I'm not sure how quickly we will get a response. But that does mean that the sooner we send a message, the sooner we may get a response. So shall we go send a message now?
I think it is warranted. I would also note that because we cannot currently rule out any parties as being part of this possible conspiracy, we should all take actions in small groups, at least two or three for any outing.
That's agreed. I raised my voice to address the entire staff. Until we get to the bottom of this mystery, anyone leaving this room must leave in groups of two or three. Let people know where you're going, what time you expect to be back, and we'll send search parties if anyone does not return at the appointed time. Is that understood?
There is a chorus of nods and yeses.
Good.
I say, I'd like to take another step beyond that if it's all right.
Of course.
And I'm going to start randomly grouping people and basically assign them to groups, but not let them assign themselves.
Okay, so we've got groups of members of staff, good.
Yes.
Okay, who wants to come with me to do the telegram?
I'll come.
Okay.
I will accompany you.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think a little outing should be good.
All right, we will be back within half an hour. Stay here until then. I say to the rest of the room. And then turn to lead everyone to the telegram.
Can I see, as we leave, the reaction of not quite Mrs. Rosie?
Invera.
To Invera, yes, thank you. To oh, names are hard. It's gone completely out of my mind. Emma, your character.
Sylph,
thank you. To Sylph's leaving. Does Invera have any particular response to Sylph leaving? Because I hope, with a passive perception of 19, I would have seen them snatch a little handhold earlier. A little squeezy, I believe it was.
You would have noticed it, yes. So you're asking if there's a reaction now to Sylph, from her to Sylph leaving?
Yeah, so we're leaving her behind, right? So is she, like, looking at Sylph as he leaves, or whatever?
What's your passive insight?
19.
Oh yeah, no, you would notice that Invera looks with a very sad and a very sad look as Sylph leaves, but you're not, like, you're unsure if it's just the mourning or shock of the Duke passing or the longing for something that could have been but no longer is.
Oh, Barty's making up stories in his head, but it's great. That's great.
Wait, how long has Barty known the Duke?
Oh, years and years and years and years and years. Think college bros.
Ah,
I think,
same.
No, not quite college bros. Yeah, Barty would have been, like, after college, but, like, you know, rich Duke's family getting to know each other, connections.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're...
So, a while.
Yes.
Decades.
Okay. In that case, Barty would probably know that there was a thing between Sylph and Invera at one point.
Yeah. Interesting, interesting. Oh well. Follow them out.
Yeah.
I take them to where the telegram is set up. Where is the telegram set up?
Would probably be on the ground floor. Not quite in the entrance hall, but it is, like, as it's a very newfangled technology and absolutely a show of wealth, it would have its own, like, little dedicated room as an offshoot of the main hall.
Oh my god, it's the computer room.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the server room where all the servants are.
So, I've probably observed the Duke using this before.
Yeah. Or I'll use it for him, or watch Tavera use it for him.
Probably.
The Duke doesn't dirty his hands with such things.
Oh, absolutely not, no. Okay.
But you have to order emergency, like, casks and things.
Okay, well, if I've used it before, I'll just sit down at it and start tapping. Message being, Duke Silverflow murdered. Please send guards ASAP. Cash.
It, of course, takes a while to send out a message, and it takes a little bit for someone to, like, read this and get back, but you just get literally just, okay. Two letters. Okay. That's all you get back.
Okay. That'll do.
While Cash is typing, I'll just lean over to Sylph.
Old flames do die hard, don't they? Try and smother them, but they always burn up through the sand, eh?
Quite. I only hope that she's able to find her song after this grief.
You didn't happen to remember old Rosie's allergy, did you? Think to take advantage of a bit of a gap?
Are you saying I would murder one of my oldest friends, who I've known since before I even took my vows to my god?
Saying that, no, but interesting, that's where your thoughts lead.
Because that's what you were obviously implying. I'm not a fool.
Then did you? Love makes fools of us all.
Vera will, or, wait, no, there's none of staff here, so...
No.
Yeah, I think we're all guests with the main bodyguard.
We rejected you. Yeah.
I will say technically I'm a staff member, but you know.
Yeah, but like no NPCs for me. Yeah. To control.
Sorry.
Mwahaha. Mwahaha. We defy your NPCs.
Be gone.
I would note that the Duke surrounded himself with people he considered close to him, so I don't think anyone's given relationship necessarily excludes them from consideration.
And besides, it was a long time ago.
Was it?
As mentioned at dinner, I've not been in the country for 5 years.
When did you return to the country, if I may ask? How recently?
A week or so ago. I finished my pilgrimage and received the invitation within the same week. I came straight here.
Did you find your pilgrimage fruitful?
I believe so, though all gods show their plans in their own time.
I will say the Duke was very appreciative of the fact that you would be returning in time for his wedding.
As I said, I've known him longer than I've known my connection to my god. Of course I would be at his wedding.
Of course. For Rosie, right?
For both of them. I've known them an equal amount of time.
Well, that's the last this typed out. Right, shall we return to the drawing room?
Yes, it would be prudent for us all to remain generally in single group, as any splitting up more than necessary gives someone a chance to continue malicious acts.
Yes.
Indeed.
So you think the murder is not done?
I think someone who was incentivized to kill a prominent duke would also be incentivized to cover it up.
Oh, well, we should all keep an eye out, shouldn't we?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Hence the group system.
In addition, whoever did this might be seeking to escape. We cannot allow that to happen.
And though I have reduced the odds of collusion, it is always possible that my random assorting brought together like parties, so we should not dawdle.
Indeed.
Quite.
Yes, no ruling out that there's more than just the one murderer, actually.
Indeed. Emotion is a powerful motivator.
I lead everyone back to the drawing room.
So, when are the guards coming here? Vero says.
They did not give a timeline, they just said okay.
As usual.
Yeah, so who knows? Gods know. Mm.
Like the old story of the boy who cried dragon.
He always was frivolous.
Yes.
He was a duke, born and raised.
Thunir, how were the breakfast preparations coming along? Would you like some help fetching things through to the drawing room so that we can all eat?
Well, I was busy with everything. Like, of course they do demand the big feast, and then we don't even get to eat it while it's still warm. Ugh. Why do I even try?
I'm sorry.
Yes. Murder is quite inconveniencing for a timetable.
Indeed.
Yes, the whole schedule ruined. I was already busy preparing for lunch. Do you know how long it takes for the meat to properly be marinated?
I do appreciate. I just realized we have gathered everyone here, and people will get irritable without food, so...
Anyone of the party who just went out there, you can... Can give me a perception check real quick.
Okay.
20, modified.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Perception?
Yep.
17.
I have a 15.
None of you notice anything.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, damn, okay.
Nothing to be noticed.
Great, nothing happened, that's why. Can't notice what isn't there.
Exactly.
It's just a perfectly average day. Ignore the dead body.
This is
fine.
I
mean, the dead body's in a locked room currently, so easy to ignore him.
A locked room that Vero has the key for, yes.
Yes.
Would Self know about the servant's door?
I don't think you would. I think.
Okay, fair.
Like, you never were really about much about the servant's part, and it's a door, like, it's a very private door, so, no.
Okay. Just because Emma had a question and I wasn't sure if Sylph would have it.
Because it's like, I mean, Sylph should just let Emma know.
Other way around, surely.
Yeah.
Your god speaks to you. Hey, I have a question.
Murder mysteries, we have to be a little bit forgiving to ourselves with that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
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 What we know. We're going to try to fill each other in, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, there's a back door to that room.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak away.
Give me a stealth check.
Okay. I'm terrible at those. Disadvantage for heavy armor.
You are heavy armor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Warforged integrated into their body, so it's not even something you can take off without a lot of intent. So the base roll is a 14, but I'm going to stack it with my, where is it? Combat superiority ambush. When you make a stealth check, you can spend a superiority die. Another 8. So oh 22.
God. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Jeez.
I could only match that on a nat 20, but I'm going to try rolling anyway to see if I do.
Do it. Roll the nat 20. I want it.
That's please, funny, huh? I've been rolling so bad this entire evening. Please. Nope, that's an 11. Plus 2 is 13, so no.
I want to roll, but Self wouldn't be, like, looking around for people leaving so much. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, is focusing on comforting Invera.
Okay, as you leave, you notice the dwarf, the gardener, very much staring at you, but he doesn't say anything.
Okay.
I was rolling for random stuff, and... Well, yeah,
spotted. Get seen.
Then, yeah, my intent is basically what we're talking about. I want to examine the servant entrance. Basically try to get into that room from the servant entrance and see if I can examine things in the room without Vero present, kind of looking over my actions.
Through, like, general reasoning of, like, the mansion, it clearly, like, came from below. So you go to the servants' corridor, which you deduced being directly under it, and you go into the first room on the left, same as the dukes in the upstairs rooms. The first room is on the left. Would that room be locked, or would it still? Would it be open?
Do the servants' rooms have locks?
Probably.
Theoretically, you'd need to have easy access, or else every servant would need a key, so I don't know how practical that is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
Not very practical.
Yeah. So, I guess not, but, like, you didn't do anything special for... No, you wouldn't have had time to go back down there.
Huh. No.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to act now before someone has time to cover their tracks.
Uh-huh. So, the door's open. What do you do?
I'm going to investigate. I want to see if there's any effects here that would implicate someone as having passed through here recently. Since I didn't hear activity in the hall, I can deduce that whoever served the tea probably came through the servant's door. It might have just been Lena, but basically just trying to figure out what I can figure out.
Oh, like that. Now, Lena would have entered through the main door, because that's also where the tea cart is, with the morning tea.
Okay.
But as you do notice that, like, in this room, it's very aesthetically, like, very sparsely decorated.
Spartan.
Spartan is not real in this world.
It's very Trojanly decorated.
What are you going to say? Drink a champagne?
There was a guy named Sparta, or Spart, who's just really into minimalism, so now it's just Spartan.
And he's always very into identifying that he is Spart.
Yeah. I am Spartan, this is my decor.
Yep.
So there's... there's just a bed, a simple nightstand. There's a single wardrobe for clothes, and on the back wall, a little bit away from the bed, but still, like, very clearly there, is just a stairway up, a spiral staircase upwards.
Okay, I assume this room would have, because he was using a bell to call servants. Does this have, like, a remotely operated bell or something?
Give me an investigation.
Okay, 19.
Yeah, as you look around, you notice in one of the top ceiling corners, there's a little buzzer system. Like, there's, like, it is kind of some kind of noise system. There's a string, some kind of cable going from it up into the ceiling.
Okay, so I can probably determine that if he was distressed, he had an option to call for help, potentially, unless he was prevented from doing so.
Yes.
Okay. And can I determine either through context clues from the night before or from the investigation who occupied this room last?
Well, from the size of the bed and like the indentation, that's it is a neatly made bed, of course. But from the general size and looking around, you can. Could you?
Well, I guess the question would be, did anyone leave their own effects here that would identify them? A specific kerchief or clothing?
Cash, did you?
It's Cash's, okay.
Out of character, you know, not in character.
Yeah. If you open the little door to the nightstand, you see a lockbox with CA sort of carved on a top, rough little wooden thing with a little lock. It's got some little flowers sort of engraved on there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'd be enough for me to at least identify who that belongs to. And then I guess I'll go up through the servant's entrance to see if there's anything not yet discovered in that passageway or back in the Duke's room.
As you go up, it's a fairly simple thing. There's just a staircase with no windows or no other doors that at the top you come across like a little door that pops out to, and on the other side it looks like the rest of the wall, so it's like less noticeable that there is a servant's entrance. Mm-hmm. And you're just in the Duke's room immediately.
Okay, then yeah, I'm going to do an examination without Vero's oversight just to see if I catch anything I missed.
What do you want to roll? What are you looking for?
I mean, really, it's just looking for anything that would implicate a specific person as having entered this room between, like, based on the timetable we know, which is in the evening, an hour before he died, he was probably served that tea sometime around that time when he was going to bed. So that would be Lena. And then the question is there any evidence that anyone else entered the room between Lena and Lena again in the morning?
Well, the Duke, obviously, as did Cash, who helped the Duke to bed.
Mm-hmm. I guess, to be more specific, I'm trying to figure out if someone tainted the tea who wasn't Lena. Like, Lena served the tea, someone came in and poisoned it or something to that effect. Is there another party that I haven't picked up on in this sequence of events yet?
Give me an investigation check.
Okay. Ooh, 18 on the die for 27.
Damn. You are fairly certain. After the Duke was put to bed with the help of Cash, no one entered until Lena in the morning to bring morning tea.
Okay. I think with that information, I've got all I need to follow up with others, so I'm going to discreetly head back to the party.
Back in the drawing room. Hey, where's the robot? Says the chef.
Looks around.
Demanding we all stay together, then sneaking off himself. I say he went to cover up his tracks. Ugh, this is throwing ash in the food for this whole day.
We will have to question Epe when they return as to what exactly they were doing and where.
Yes.
And remind them that these rules are in place for a reason.
Yes.
And their idea. Like, it came up with them.
The rules apply to them as much as to anyone else.
Yes.
Anyone else want to do something in this drawing room with everyone, minus Epe?
I assume me, Funir, and maybe one of the other members of staff have gone to the kitchen and brought back food for everyone?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, not necessarily the full feast, just like sort of enough so that people on getting hangry.
Yeah, Self will volunteer to cast Purify Food and Drink on it, just as a safety measure.
Thank you kindly.
Probably good. If there were any traces of Almas in the food, they're for sure gone now. As well as any potential actual poisons.
I mean, yeah, like, it purified and rendered free of poison and disease, so I don't know if almonds would cover it, but if it was cyanide, not poison, if it was cyanide, not almonds, then...
Yeah.
Listen, I'm fine with my food being a little bland today, that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, if there was any spice in it, I feel like the spell would get rid of mint, the minty effect, and any capsaicin effect, like... Magic's weird like that sometimes.
I always imagine, like, it would get rid of anything that the caster considers poison, so congratulations, you have a Eganasi safe breakfast.
Yep.
It would probably have, like, porridge, some eggs, but, like, easiest to carry up would be porridge with maybe, like, some fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll help Finir and perhaps one other member of staff sort of bring those through so everyone can eat.
Both the maids help carry it, especially since yep. They're the ones who are, like, usually carry it out on the table.
Yep. While we're in the kitchen fetching stuff, I say to Finir, okay, has any of the guests been into the kitchen? Anyone tried to tamper with the food, the milk, anything?
Well, Bartholomew came in last night, but he always demands a drink whenever he's over. That's nothing out of the ordinary. Mm. I just gave him a bottle of brandy like he always demands and just shoot him out the door. You know how he is.
I get, yeah.
He's worse than worse than old Lord Silverflow.
At least with Gorath, I was able to persuade him to maybe start laying off the drink a bit, but... He always drinks more when Bartholomew comes around, you know?
Yeah, how long would that last? Especially with the wedding, he demanded I get all the wine I could get. I had to chase down several merchants. Literally. Mm. Do I look like I can run fast? He gestures to his general dwarvenness and short stubby legs.
I know.
But you gotta have it. You gotta have it for him, like...
I know.
I don't like him as much as you or Vero, but well, the man knows how to admire a good meal, if nothing else.
Indeed, he does.
Indeed, he does.
Indeed, he did.
So, what do you think is going to have to happen to the whole wedding? We've been preparing for like a month now.
Legally, someone has to get married.
I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, we're in Opside. Anything goes.
Well,
in Opside, if you plan a wedding, someone has to get married or you die.
So they have a tradition of marrying dogs in case the fiancé dies.
Right, it's the backup.
Yeah.
That's just a... Two dogs, one in a dress, one in a tiny tuxedo. Just very confused.
I love that they're down for marrying dogs, but they won't, like, do anything outside of the gender binary.
How dare.
It's to represent the couple who couldn't get married.
Right, it's a proxy wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, Cash, go ahead. You're going to say something?
Sorry.
Cash sighs and says, well, I guess that's not happening now at this point, is it? Like, it's not like we've got the means here to bring the Duke back.
No, though we do have a cleric. I don't think there's not enough diamonds in the world to bring back someone after a minute, is there?
I believe it's... beyond the stock of gems that are available in the house, certainly.
Unfortunate.
I just feel like I've failed. Like, I'm there all day to protect him and something like...
You were close with him, closer than any of us.
I just feel like I could have done more, could have done something.
Hey, Tash, from a dwarven servant to another dwarven servant, it's not your fault. It is, unless you personally slipped something almond into his tea, it is not your fault.
I would never.
I know you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't. You know I wouldn't.
Yeah. It's the right mess we've got ourselves into. Well, we'll keep searching. We'll see if we can find who did it. It'll be the least I can do.
Just don't forget about yourself in all this. You always do. You always put him before yourself. But you matter too. I saw how he just kept teasing you along for years. I think it's time you also think about yourself too.
Well, the least I can do now is solve this, and then at least that gives me some closure on this. I don't even know what I would do. This hasn't been something I've ever even thought about. I always thought that I would die before him. I would protect him from something, and that would be my end. And I was fine with that. But
of course you were. Fate has different plans sometimes.
So it seems. Wipes a hand across his eye. Picks up a tray. Let's go.
He will just gently pat your shoulder, pick up one tray in each hand, and follow you upstairs to the drawing room.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone else want to do something? Sneak off, join back up, commit more murder?
More?
Barty's on the brandy. It's been a tough morning.
Vero is just eyeing you and seeing that you already have half a bottle done, just takes it away from you to lock into a liquor cabinet where he just takes the key.
Now I'm grieving.
You can grieve with the alcohol later.
Fine. Well, what are we going to do about this then? Anyone going to come forward and admit they did it?
All the servants stay quiet.
In Vera?
And Vera does not say anything, stares out the window. If you can roll an insight check on anyone you wish at any point. Like, this is a very insight-heavy one-shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Can I vibe check generally first? Like, no one really is hugely jumping out. Like, Lana has the most opportunity, but not necessarily a motive that we know about yet. So, like, it's just trying to understand who's feeling weird emotions, I guess, that I don't necessarily expect them to.
Everyone is kind of confused. Some are nervous, while others seem to be sad. Like, the saddest are Vero and, secondly, Mvara. The most, like, nervous would be Iris, followed by, Lena. Most nervous would be Lena, followed by Iris. If the gardener is, like, just in total shock, it seems, though also just anxious. And the chef, assuming that this is after he has come back with all the porridge and such, is just grumpy and upset, it seems.
Okay. I think I'd like to focus on the maids, if possible. So, Lena and Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Since they had the most opportunity, Lena in particular, but I've already kind of glanced her way. That is a 21.
Iris seems definitely very nervous and is hiding something, but you're not sure what. Like, if she definitely has a look of, oh dear, oh gods, oh dear, what if this is the end? What if it's Like,
I'd like to slip her a little note, if I can.
Give me a sleight of hand.
Yes.
Any player who wants can roll a perception.
Oh, roll a perception. I assume I'm back at this point.
Yeah, let me know whenever I'm back in the space and I can do that.
You can join back whenever you want to.
Sounds good. I didn't want to assume that I, like, teleported back and forth. All right, cool.
No, but, well, it's another stealth check to get in.
Ah, fair. Let's try that.
Cash isn't seeing fucking anything today. Oh, God. I rolled a 3.
Blinded by grief. You know there's nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I only rolled an 11 sleight of hand, so.
Mm, fair.
I don't think Sylph is watching anyone in the room so much as, like, watching to see when Epe gets back.
Well, even with disadvantage, Epe rolled a 21 stealth to get back discreetly.
Okay, how long does it take me to notice that you're back? This is the question, I guess, then.
21 minutes.
I mean, you can roll me a perception check to notice when he comes back.
Okay.
Against that 21, like...
Perception... 19.
You don't notice, but, like, suddenly he just speaks up and he's like, oh.
Yeah, I think Epe's strategy for stealth, because heavy armor makes them kind of clanky, is more about social stealth. And they basically just intermix into the group and have little conversations with different people just to make it look like they've been here for longer than they have.
Yes, so when Self notices that your back is like, we'll just, like, go over, it's like, not, like, accusatory? Accusatory? How do you pronounce that? Accusatory?
Mm.
That's a word.
Accusatory.
No.
Not in an accusing manner. Because it looks fine written now, but it sounds weird said out loud. Anyway, tangent. Yeah. Sorry, Mario.
It's alright.
Yeah, we'll go over, like, not in an accusing way, just sort of, like, confused questioning. Where did you get to? You were gone for a while.
I look to Sylph, and I say, I apologize for my absence. I thought it best to conduct an investigation before the authorities arrived, before anyone might have time to cover the tracks, as it were.
Well, what happened to nobody going anywhere alone? That applies to you as much as any of us. Also, inside check.
Oh, gods. Okay, so what am I opposing with this insight check?
You're opposing a 25.
Oh, boy.
It almost doesn't matter, but I guess the question is, what is the skill that I'm opposing it with?
I mean, honestly, this is just an insight for vibes.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just trying to, like, not have Sylph read your vibes, you could just always roll deception against that.
Got it. I don't think I'm trying to obscure anything. Now that I'm present, I'm able to share information. Like, the deception was in leaving the space, but not in hiding things in the present moment.
Yeah, but, like, Sylph doesn't know that yet, so.
Yeah, so Epe, you know, physically, probably generally very unreadable, but you can see that they are very relaxed and all their speech is very forthcoming. Like, they don't seem to be concealing anything when they tell you exactly what they found. Like, they figure, because they realize they've kind of made a social slight, they're going to try to be very transparent to make it clear that they're not trying to conceal things. And they say, I had noticed in our initial space with Gorath that there was a servant's door that has not been discussed much in present conversation. I'm trying to keep this down so only Sylph hears it. And I say, I tracked down the location of that door and found that it connected to servants' quarters that seemed to have been occupied by the bodyguard, Castus Amaranth. As far as I can discern, no one has entered that room, and by extension, the Duke's room, beyond Castus and Lena, which implicates them, I would say, as primary suspects. I would advise that we not extend this particular note to other staff, such that it might get back to Castus and Lena.
Of course.
I do apologize for the deception. I did not mean to draw undue attention in my direction. I merely meant to gather more information.
I understand.
It is an innate part of my being that I must find more information and connect dots, as it were.
I understand. Just
autism.
I'm sorry, my character is autism.
Is autism.
Is autism. The personification of autism herself. The god of autism. Like the physical embodiment of autism. Pure autism who grants it upon others.
Yeah. In this world, Mechanus is autism.
Yes.
The model name is just autism.
Warforged cause autism.
No serial numbers, it's just autism. Yes.
Yeah.
So for what does it say in the same sort of like low voice? I understand, but next time, consider taking someone. Otherwise, the eyes might be on you.
They ponder for a moment. You hear the ticking of the gears inside their head, and they say, "Understood. I do apologize, and I hope that my action did not disrupt the investigation too much by drawing attention where it is not warranted."
I don't know. Do you truly think, Kartish could have done this? I mean, I know the Duke was rather embarrassing towards him, but if he's been here for years, he'd be used to that unless it was a straw that broke the back.
I have observed Kartish in the presence of the Duke for some time now, and there does seem to be a deep-seated loyalty there. Personally, I do not directly suspect him, but I think it would be foolish to discard evidence that was found. Unless new evidence presents itself that supersedes it.
Yes, and if we discard suspects because they're loyal to him, or were loyal to the late Duke, that discards everyone in the house.
Indeed, and it overlooks potential motives that many here may possess.
Caius, you handed a piece of paper to the maid, to...
Iris, yeah.
Iris, yes. She, while this conversation has been going on, she has been reading it and seems to be even more nervous now after reading it.
Mm-hmm. Insight check. Do I see Iris getting more nervous?
Roll me an insight.
Finally! A good roll! 17 plus 5 is 22. Finally!
Amazing. Yeah, there it is.
Which beats Iris' deception of 12. Yeah, no, there's, like, you've always suspected something was up about Iris, like, you, like, calling back, you remember she has always acted a little nervous and suspicious, like she's always just afraid of being found out about something. And it's very obvious now. She is hiding something and is extremely nervous.
Iris, are you all right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm. Yes.
I raise an eyebrow. Can I roll intimidation?
Get go ahead.
Roll for eyebrow.
Can my note have the help action?
Sure. Why the fuck not?
Your note just says the help action on it.
No, I already sent Mia the yes. contents of the note, so...
Yes, I know.
Ooh! Finally! I'm still rolling well! Okay, 19 plus 3 is 22.
Yeah, there's no way she'd make a wish save against that. She breaks down nervously as you see her body shift and realize, that's not a halfling, that's a changeling.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I needed this job so badly, and I can't hide it any longer. Hey. No, I'm not Iris, okay. I'm Xena.
You're Xena?
Iris was the name of an old friend from a previous job. I just needed her experiences to get this job. I was left without anything at all.
Okay, calm. Iris, are you all right?
I didn't kill him, but I've been keeping that secret for the last 6 months that I've worked here.
Oh, Iris. I'm just gonna give her a hug.
She just starts crying.
Listen, there's all sorts of people with different faces and different shapes, and that does not automatically make you a bad person or a murderer, okay? So...
But, like, this... Bartholomew gave me this note and just shows you the little piece of paper that says that she holds that says, you should let it out, you know. The longer you hide it, the worse it looks.
I'm just going to glare over Xena's shoulder at Bartholomew. Really?
Well, I mean, we are investigating a murder. Harboring secrets hardly looks good.
That's no reason to be racist.
No, I wasn't. I saw that this young lady had a secret and needed to bring it out into the open so that we could, well, ascertain her guilt as to the murder of my dear friend Rosie.
Iris, Xena wouldn't hurt a fly.
Oh, really?
You, on the other hand, are a bit of an ass.
Ha! Only a bit? I should try harder.
And what would have happened if the note had made... the murderer decides to get you out of the way?
Poppycock! If I can battle against a hardened veteran sword robot, even several bottles of wine in, I can fend off any old murderer.
And you'll do even better if you lay off the brandy.
God save me.
Steadies the nerves.
Indeed, you were very capable. I only had to stay my hand on three occasions when your footing was in suboptimal positions.
You hear this? I like this robot.
They have a name.
I'm gonna sort of gently guide Xena to sit down and possibly work her through similar breathing exercises to get calmed down. Monk training. Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk?
This has just become the staff therapist.
Who'da monk?
Who'da monk? Listen, the meditation comes in handy. It really does.
Is that the only moment when it gets handy?
What, the meditation?
My brain suggested something that makes zero sense. Sorry, disregard that. I don't even which staff was ever said that.
Fetties.
So, you reveal the secret of the staff. What next? The murderer is still at large.
Indeed, randomly accusing people of secrets is not a very easy or helpful way of ascertaining who actually killed someone. Who'da thunk?
Indeed, we should probably start with the evidence as we currently possess it.
Indeed.
Tunir pipes up. So, what evidence do we have already, besides one dead employer and everyone in the house in one room?
We have a rough timeline of events. We know approximately when the Duke went to bed, through Castus's testimony of when he was settled down. We know approximately when he was served his tea, and we know approximately when he died. In addition, I can speak with great confidence, after investigating the crime scene, that the only people who have entered that space in that span of time that is otherwise unaccounted for would be the bodyguard, Castus Amaranth, and the maid, Lena Durin.
I will also add, the tea set is out in the hallway, correct?
If any guests wanted to have a cup of tea, it would be there and easily provided. We always do this when there are guests over.
And the milk was there too, to go in the tea?
Yes, a little bit of cream. Though it's dairy cream, I assure you.
So, is it possible anyone with access to that hallway could have tampered with that?
Yes, I suppose. I did leave alone for a moment to attend my duties. I do more than just serve things. I need to clean this whole matter.
I know. You and Xena work ever so hard to keep everything looking wonderful.
It is a beautifully maintained home.
Indeed. It is a testament to all of your hard labor.
So, yes, I did leave it alone. After I prepared the Duke's tea, I headed off to bed, but I did have... I made it fresh from the bag. I did not notice anything off about the cream, though, of course, like... It's the Duke's tea. I don't drink it myself. He would not have enjoyed that. It just...
Regardless, did anyone other than yourself handle the tea from the time it was into the cup to the time it was in the Duke's hands, or do you have time you can't account for there?
Not the tea itself. If it's cold or if it's old and bitter, it's no good. I always do it fresh with a new bag in a cup.
Hmm.
I appreciate your transparency, but it seems that our next step should be to investigate the milk pitcher.
All right, then. I'm not sure if it's still there. Usually I clean it up, but I think in the commotion I must have forgotten.
The one from last night or the one from this morning?
He usually does not take cream in his morning tea. It's really more of an evening tea thing, but I think, in all the commotion and hubbub, I still left the tea, the cream pitcher. The card, of course, stays there during the night. Why bother moving it?
Yes.
Of course.
Then let us examine it together.
Okay, yes.
All right, do we have a group of volunteers to go examine it?
I will accompany you.
Vero also pipes up, like, I must be there. This is a great loss. I must need know the truth.
All right.
I should point out, and I turn to address the staff, before we engage in this activity, I should note that the authorities are presumably immediately en route. I do not know their exact timetable. However, it is possible that they possess magics that either can restore the Duke or restore his ability, the ability of his corpse to speak. In either case, he could directly implicate someone here. So it would be in one's best interest to step forward to potentially serve a lesser sentence than if they were to withhold this information.
Cash, you would know that the police would not, the guards would not be on their direct route. They would take their damn time, especially since in the past the Duke has not been kindly to being disrupted in the mornings. So
even with the message saying that the Duke is dead,
especially with the message saying the Duke is dead,
like that was very much part of the message that there was a dead guy here.
They are very lax and have had many overdramatic experiences.
There was one time that the Duke like asked for a very urgent like feather pillow and is like, "Tell them I'm dead, and that'll make them move a little faster."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cash pipes up and says, Epe, I'll have to interrupt you there. The number of less than serious calls that the guards have received from the telegram may lessen their urgency in this matter, sadly.
Be that as it may, the action is forthcoming, and the results will be the same.
Indeed.
And unless they take an entire week to respond, there will be time. Actually, no, sorry, that isn't time limited. And whenever they arrive, they would be able to discern information with a suitably capable cleric.
You're about halfway through the morning. Usually when you call, like, early in the morning for a quote-unquote emergency, they arrive, like, halfway through the afternoon, so...
Yeah. It may be a few hours yet before they turn up.
There are also magics that can sustain his body for longer periods for time-sensitive spells such as resurrections, so...
Mm.
Regardless of the time, justice will be served.
Indeed. Right, so I believe it's myself, Epe, and Vero who will go and inspect the cream pitcher?
Yes.
All right.
Vero is still clutching those the necklace with his horns to his chest.
Do I have an idea of the history of that item? What happened?
You do know that they were willingly given to the Duke as a sign of goodwill.
Mm.
Bartholomew, if you've noticed it, you can give me a history roll on those.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, that's pretty good. History is just plus two. So 17.
Okay. You know that in Tiefling culture, sawing off one's horn is a sign of humbleness and servitude, and it is a very serious gesture, but not one that you could ever be forced to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like a almost blood brotherhood style.
Yes.
Thing, yeah.
And it's also, you vaguely recognize this tiefling as of one of the rival royal houses.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, let's stick together and see if we can reach the resolution.
Okay, so everyone's going.
Yeah.
It is our group, after all.
Yep. Yes.
That's true. Yeah. Randomly sorted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Entirely random.
I said so.
Perfect algorithm.
In character, it's random.
Yeah.
And we'll take Vero with us.
I mean, I should note, my character is a clock brain, so maybe random isn't as random as people think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Vero will also still come.
Yeah.
Then maybe it was like everyone got assigned a number and we just happened to be standing in the right places to get the same numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's yeah. D&D party fate. We're different from uh-huh. everyone else.
But
yep.
You're special.
Hashtag special.
Special.
We're God's special little guys.
That's why the story's about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vero and Lana will both also come with as the butler, head of staff, and the person who handled the tea.
Yeah.
Vero and Lana.
Awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Cool.
So, there is, in the hallway with all the guest rooms and the Duke's room, there is indeed the cart holding indeed a glyph of warden, on a slab of metal with the heat metal spell on it.
Oh, shit.
As a mm-hmm. Makeshift stove.
Oh, that's fun.
A little kettle for heating up water, and various collection of tea bags, sugar, honey, cream.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to, give me investigation.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That was pretty good, too. 17 minus 1 is 16.
12.
29.
Whoa, ooh, 29.
Oh my god.
I threw on a superiority, which gave me 1, so it's 19 plus 1 plus
9. My nice. Roll is a... That is terrible. That is a 5.
Mm-hmm. 5 investigation.
You are also here. There might be milk.
Yes, there appears to be tea in bags.
Not even loose leaf. Huh? He must have been destitute.
The Baron does not prefer loose leaf tea for this. He just dislikes.
He doesn't like the bits.
Yes,
Liz is gonna have feelings about that.
I am not surprised.
Liz can't do a thing about it.
Sorry,
I
Liz.
I am not at all surprised.
Sorry, Liz.
In this world, we all like tea bags. Sorry, Liz.
Listen, I never said he's good at tea, just that he drinks tea.
Sorry, Liz, for the tea blasphemy.
The blasphemy tea.
You all seem to notice that amongst the usual suspects of a tea thing, there's a little bottle with a clear liquid in it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll definitely examine that. I'll pop the top off.
As you open it, it becomes immediately clear what it is. Almond extract.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that's a murder weapon.
Almond flavor in the alcoholic suspension.
That's the murder weapon.
Yep. Okay.
Lana sees that and says, I didn't put that there. I've never let that even get in the house. I have no clue. What's
insight check.
Insight check.
Insight check.
Not 1 for 10.
Ooh.
17.
18.
23.
Okay, so, Sylph, Cash, and Epe know she's speaking the truth.
Okay.
Bartholomew, it could go either way. You don't know. you don't know Rosie's staff.
Sussy bark.
Yeah. I want to look around the assembled people and do an insight check. Is there anyone not surprised by this being here, or anyone looking nervous?
Give me an insight check.
Okay. 16.
Sylph is pretending to be surprised, but it's a little stilted. Like, Sylph knew the almond extract would be there.
Hmm.
Is this even a substance that is normally kept in this house's kitchen?
No, it is not, because the Duke is deathly allergic.
Yeah.
Deathly so. It's surely what caused him to choke to death.
Could it be bought nearby?
In terms of who could have brought this in here, all the servants know not to buy this.
All the servants know not to buy this. And anyone who's been long friends with the Duke knows about this and his staunch refusement of anything amaretto.
Mm.
Is it his store-bought almond extract, or is it something that was created?
It looked to be generic almond extract that you could find at, well, not any market, but like a market in the nearby town is big enough with enough, like, you know, little pastry shops. It's not hard to find nearby.
Like maybe something someone bought on the way back from a pilgrimage.
Not only is it almond extract, its own brand almond extract. It's not even the fancy stuff.
Doesn't need to be the fancy stuff. If anything, the more generic, the better. So that whoever brought it in could conceal their tracks.
Vero speaks up and glares at Sylph. Did you poison my master?
I didn't serve him the tea.
Did you put almond extract in the cup?
Insight check. On my friend.
Insight check.
But we just had a heart-to-heart conversation. I trusted and confided in you.
That's cut.
I didn't do so well on that one, but I've already...
Oh, that's a nat one!
Yes!
That's a two total.
Vero just levels you with... You did... That's not answering the question. Did you poison my master, Mr. Silverflow?
The answer to that is the same as the answer to the question, did my closest friend only bother to inform me that he had started courting the woman he have loved for as long as we have known each other by a wedding invitation?
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
Still, though, to murder over something so petty... You could have talked this out. You could have interrupted the wedding like they always do in the theatre plays.
He clearly had no interest in talk if he couldn't be bothered sending me a letter to break it to me gently and instead sent me a save the date. I obviously overestimated how much ish care for each other we ought to have. Like, as angry as he is, like, genuinely upset about this entire situation, and there are tears.
Self.
Like, genuinely, that was one of his best friends.
Yeah.
That he's just murdered.
I just say, Self, and you thought that this was the correct solution? To murder my love over the fact that he chose yours? There's better ways of dealing with this!
Mvara walks over, accompanied by Zena. Sylph, is this true?
I'm sorry.
I didn't agree to marry him out of love. At least not at first. I'm sick, Sylph.
What?
And it's very expensive to get treatment here. He was paying for every doctor's visit, every bottle of medicine. But I was afraid he wouldn't keep going forever. So when he confessed, I just said yes.
Oh,
he's been a bastard to all of us, hasn't he?
I have been told that it is not proper to speak ill of the deceased. But there's a part of me that feels some relief to be free of the debt that I had for my replacement components.
Vero looks at Bartholomew. Anything you need to get off your chest?
Oh, I love the old bastard. Oh, no, of course not. Nothing off my chest at all. And he sort of taps his chest to emphasize it, and the shiny new medal that I think it was Sylph noticed just falls out of his pocket, and he just reaches down and grabs it and stuffs it back in. Nothing at all to get off my chest.
I love this part of Murder Mysteries where everyone, like, just reveals all their motives after.
We all had motives.
Now that it's clear I didn't do it, here's why I would have done it.
Yeah, like, I didn't, but if I was.
The old git always tried to you know, upstage me, take credit where it wasn't due, but no, I'd never kill him over it. I loved that man.
So did I.
Poor Rosie. Deserved better than you as a friend, Sylph.
I deserve better than him as a...
Yes, that may be true as well.
I chose a way that I knew he wouldn't suffer it. He always goes to sleep right after he drinks because it chamomile knocks him right out. I knew he wouldn't be awake for it. I knew he wouldn't feel it. At least he didn't have to be caused pain by his friend.
Amvara speaks up. You've changed, Sylph. I don't know what you did on that pilgrimage. I don't know who you met. But the one I met all those years ago, the one that I fell in love with, I'm not sure if that's the same Sylph.
He was broken. And I know that's no excuse, but it's a reason.
Okay. I suppose this falls to me then. Sylph, you are under arrest until such time the guards get here and charge you properly with the murder of Duke Gorath Silverflow.
I'll go quietly.
Good.
And, with the notable exception of one Gorath Silverflow, they all lived until they died.
Tales of Morterra is created and GM'd by Liz Blake, with editing by Mario Panaghetti, and featuring music by Nick Blake. Check out morterra.tumblr.com for more information on the world of Morterra, links to episode transcripts, and to join our Discord community. If you'd like to help support the show, you can back us at patreon.com/morterra.
And I think that's the end of this one shot.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, checking in. Everyone okay?
My hands are fully shaking, but I'm fine.
I am good.
That was a blast. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this was great. Thank you for running it.
I don't think I've ever made so many insight checks.
Y'all missed the secret letters. Epe was so close to finding the secret letters.
I was looking. I had high rolls.
In the lockbox, there were indeed letters to the Duke.
Oh my God. I just assumed it was locked, so I didn't think about it, because I'm not a lockpick.
I mean, you could always just smash it open or something. You have a sword.
That's true. That's true.
Have juicy letters!
Oh my God.
I tried so hard to play into everyone's beef with the Duke.
Yeah.
If you go back to your message, you made like, just like, you specifically, however, have some beef with the Duke. I sent the identical same message to everyone. Everyone got it.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, like, I really enjoyed playing someone who's very obviously not who they were to have been, like, mentally in a position to just bring an allergen into his best friend's home and kill him with it. Because...
Yep.
Sylph's not okay. Like, the way that he got informed about it very much broke that man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was... Because, like... Yeah.
That's rough, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say, though, Gorath clearly doesn't have a very pronounced sense of taste or smell if he didn't catch almond extract. That shit's pungent.
He was also pissed as a fart.
Like,
he was incredibly drunk.
Literally, I messaged Mia. It was literally, like... Like, a couple of drops into the tea bag.
Yeah. Not the teacup itself, but the bag.
Yeah, so if you have a severe enough allergy...
Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also just little hand-waving the exact effects. I'm not sure if would actually swell up the throat to choke to death, but it's dramatic.
Oh my God. And Sylph was the one who learned about the teabag from Iris. Like, it all gets set up. That's brilliant.
Yes, you got it now.
God, I was watching that. I was like, oh, Sylph isn't calling that out. Maybe they missed it. No, you knew it. You knew it.
Yeah, I knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I knew it. And Sylph wouldn't be asking those questions because...
That's brilliant. Exactly. But it wasn't suspicious. You know, there's lots of things getting passed around. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
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 Good murdering.
Like, oh no, don't please don't. Like, that's the last one. The Duke always drinks that.
Yeah.
Now you know which one the Duke drinks.
Yeah.
I was hoping I knew it, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, because like up until that point, I wasn't sure how he'd get it in. I just knew that he'd do something with the tea tray.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was said, and I was like, oh, okay, he's going to put it in the one tea bag.
Uh-huh.
Because that's going to get thrown away, and it's definitely going to go to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As opposed to put it in a cup and hope it goes to the right dude.
I had to work my magic as a DM, and it was like, okay, how do I make this very clearly to build this up, but also, yeah, like, not immediately have you accuse it? That's, yeah, also why, mm-hmm, she just left and wouldn't have seen that you were, you, yeah, can make your own tea. That's something you can do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was very, very well orchestrated.
Also, Scribbles.
Mm-hmm.
When you said rolling to see, like, people's reactions to it, literally, uh-huh, a second before you said that, I said to Mia, 12 to pretend to be surprised.
And then you roll a 16 and I was like,
yes!
Oh, a second
everything
before
is
that
falling into place.
Yes!
Timing.
Timing.
The,
oh,
timing.
But yeah, I enjoyed playing a murderer. That was very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Again, it was entirely random. The die decided,
yeah,
and landed on someone whose love was stolen away. It's juicy, yeah, as fuck.
It really is.
It's
like,
so juicy.
Yeah, like, man left his partner with the understanding that I'll be back in a bit. And then it kept getting delayed, but was still writing to say, I can't wait to come back to you. Ooh, I love you, all that jazz. And then he gets a wedding invitation with his best friend and his girlfriend's name on it.
Yeesh,
so
that's
you can
brutal
imagine, you can imagine his brain isn't great.
Uh-huh. Vibes.
Did any of Invera's letters mention that she was ill?
Oh, she didn't send back as,
yeah,
the little things.
Right.
She didn't send any letters.
Yeah, because because of the nature of the pilgrimage, there's a lot of moving. So it's very much, where do I send a letter to?
Sure.
And also, I don't know what to say. I am your girlfriend. We promised to be wed, but I am instead marrying our mutual best friend because I am so, so gravely ill and medical debt, am I right?
Hey. Yeah, it's just keeping in the family.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah, like, there is the thing of like, oh, if I upset this guy, I'm not going to get any more treatment. Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, ouch, but also so fair for Invera just to be like, I don't know who you are, I'm not in love with you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's fair.
That one was meant to hurt, yes.
Sylph is not upset at her at all about that. He gets it, he doesn't know who he is anymore, but also, ow!
That one was a little meant to hurt, yes.
Did.
Also, this all provides very interesting background to Cash's whole thing of like, because he's been here as staff the entire time. He's been watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been watching this going on, and then, oh shit.
Honestly, if the die landed on Cash, I would have suggested that instead of killing the Duke, you would have killed his fiance.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could have gone for the Duke self as like, I'm sick with you, of you toying with my emotions. Love me, damn it. If I can't have you, no one can.
Mm-hmm. Many ways for that to break bad.
Honestly, if someone murdered Invera, I think Sylph still would have killed the Duke. Because, like, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
It's the principle at that point.
It's the principle of the matter.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know how, but this is your fault.
Because, uh-huh, you already bought the almond extract, and you lost the receipt, so you can't return it. So, I mean, you're committed,
yeah,
at this point.
I mean, it's been open.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like the seal's broken, so the store,
yeah,
won't accept it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The returns.
Yeah.
They were offering store credit for return, and you're like, no, I really just, I don't live here, I just need the money,
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but maybe I'll make some marzipan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I don't know. See what I feel like after murdering.
There you go. When life gives you almond extract, kill your best friend and make marzipan.
Once again, check in. So, anyone, just checking in. Everyone okay? Everyone, like, good? No one's...
Yeah.
Good, like, happy,
yeah,
chill. Woo!
All
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for checking in.
I'm going to say
thank you
good
for
night. And for,
yeah,
DM, for Mario, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank,
yep,
you, and thank you for DMing.
Thank you for playing.
Yeah. Thank you for running it.
Thank you for running.
Yeah. thank you for making this possible. This genuinely is more by the players. I just moved the set pieces around. You made the story.
It was very fun.
Team effort.
And since I haven't been able to say it for so long, thank you, Caius. Thank you, Scribbles. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Mia. And thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Can say it verbally.
Yeah. To your
You're welcome, Mario.
Your voice. I almost said to your face, but like voice call. So like.
Yeah. Oh my god! You have a face.
What do you think I'm speaking out of?
My Daft Punk visor.
Visor, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one, sure, got it.
Of course, yes. Yeah. So, I think...
Just gotta give life back to music.